Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
D60, Soul Path Analysis for Charlie Chaplin. Let us do the Soul Path Analysis based on D60 chart of Charlie Chaplin. Now, the sun in Charlie Chaplin's ninth house, ruled by Agni, manifested in his burning desire to elevate humanity through moral storytelling and emotional resonance, rather than mere entertainment. Agni's fire drove him beyond conventional comedy into higher realms, where he infused his films with messages about poverty, injustice, hope, and resilience. Despite coming from severe poverty, his life was a relentless journey towards self-purification and moral refinement, embodying the dharma of illuminating society's darker corners with humor and compassion. His intense emotional need, as Fourth Lord, was fulfilled not through private comfort, but through embodying a universal ethical voice in public life, constantly seeking to enlighten rather than simply amuse. The moon in the fourth house, ruled by Yama, played out in the profound emotional wounds and personal sorrows that shaped Chaplin's inner world. He lost his father to alcoholism at a young age and had a severely mentally ill mother. These emotional upheavals forced him into premature maturity, exactly as Yama demands. The discipline over emotional chaos became one of his life's core themes, learning to transform personal grief into universally relatable, deeply sensitive performances. His films often carried an undercurrent of sadness beneath the comedy, revealing a mastery over sorrow that only Yama's hard schooling could produce. Home was never a simple refuge for Chaplin. It was always a karmic battlefield where he had to forge inner emotional discipline and resilience. Mars in the fifth house, under Utpada's explosive force, manifested through his extraordinary and often turbulent creative output. His artistic ventures were marked by sudden leaps, risky innovations, and dramatic shifts from slapstick to political satire. Utpada's influence was visible in his love affairs and romantic entanglements too, which were often stormy and controversial. His capacity for emotional upheaval, both personally and creatively, fed into his dynamic art. His creative genius was rarely steady or gradual. It emerged in waves of upheaval, reinvention, and risk-taking, resulting in both phenomenal success and episodes of public backlash and exile. Mercury in the second house, influenced by Garala, emerged in his gift for communication without words. Although he rose to fame during the silent film era, his body language, expressions, and timing conveyed layers of meaning more potent than dialogue could. Garala's presence demanded that he transform the poison of hardship, hunger, and voicelessness into an immortal, healing art form. His control over physical comedy and narrative economy revealed a purification of expression. Later in life, when he did speak out in films like The Great Dictator, his voice was powerful and poignant, showing how the hidden poison of suffering had been transmuted into eloquence. Jupiter in the third house, influenced by Kala, showed in the way Chaplin built his extraordinary legacy step by step through tireless practice, disciplined self-education, and mastery over time. Although he had almost no formal education, he became a giant of cinematic art through relentless refinement of his craft. Kala's demand for patience and hard-earned wisdom is reflected in how long it took him to achieve depth and how he carefully layered meaning into his work as he matured. His eighth house rulership connected to transformations, from an orphan boy to a universal symbol, while the 11th house rulership linked to his global fame and mass appeal. Venus in the third house under Dandayuda's disciplined sword manifested in his dedication to mastering the technical and aesthetic dimensions of filmmaking. His romantic and artistic instincts, rather than being scattered, were channeled into perfecting each frame, each gesture. He was famously exacting on set, shooting hundreds of takes if needed. A disciplined artist warrior wielding creativity as a carefully calibrated weapon of beauty and emotional truth. His relationships, both professional and personal, often bore the mark of this standard. He demanded excellence not only from himself, but from everyone around him, and he wielded charm with tactical precision. Saturn in the ninth house under Indu showed how hardship became his path to nurturing collective emotional healing. Rather than succumbing to bitterness over his early misfortunes, Chaplin allowed those experiences to forge a philosophy of compassion, perseverance, and humor. His career was a testament to the Indu version of Saturn, disciplined, responsible, but emotionally warm and profoundly nourishing to the masses. He didn't lecture. He touched hearts through slow building, meticulously crafted films that offered emotional restoration to a world battered by wars and depression. Rahu in the 12th house under Shitala manifested in his magnetism toward international fame, foreign lands, and eventual exile. His Rahu energy drew him first to global adulation, but also into controversies over political opinions during the McCarthy era, leading to his exile from the United States. Yet Shitala's cooling influence made sure he found healing. Rather than becoming embittered, Chaplin found refuge and peace in Switzerland, embodying the cooling, healing withdrawal that the 12th house demands. Even in apparent loss, his creative and spiritual contributions deepened. Ketu in the 5th house under Shitala again emphasized the theme of emotional detachment within areas where most people seek ego fulfillment, romance, creativity, personal pride. Chaplin's love life was intense, yet often ended quietly or without closure, hinting at karmic resolutions rather than attachments. Despite having children and achieving creative immortality, there remained a recognizable distance in his personal relationships, a kind of bittersweet aloofness. His true offering to the world was not a parade of personal conquests, but subtle, healing creativity, touching universal chords of human vulnerability, rather than basking in personal glorification.